The American Bar Association has filed a lawsuit against the Federal Department of Education. It's a very unique situation for the ABA to file suit, and it's joined by four borrowers who took part in the Education Department's Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. They claim essentially that the feds changed the rules in the middle of the game. Linda Klein is president of the American Bar Association. And Linda, what prompted this suit?
Public service loan forgiveness was started by Congress in 2007, and the purpose of it was to try to close the gap that was widening in the country between the demand on public services and the ability to meet the demand. And there were lots of highly trained professionals just could not afford to service their student loan debt and take public interest jobs. And so that's how public service loan forgiveness got started. And since then, there have been many lawyers all over the country and those in other professions, teachers, that relied on public service loan forgiveness so they could do the kinds of jobs that Congress intended to be done.
Since this controversy has erupted, have you seen lawyers not taking those kinds of public service jobs?
Oh, yes. And that's something that concerns us greatly in the American Bar Association and certainly elsewhere. We've had young lawyers come to interviews, and when they're concerned that they won't be able to take advantage of public service loan forgiveness or might not be able to take advantage of it, then they find jobs elsewhere. We had at least one employee who left employment with the American Bar Association because she could no longer rely on public service loan forgiveness.
What is the disparity between the kind of salary that this kind of position would give versus, you know, working in private practice or some other kind of attorney-based position?
It can be many multiples. Lawyers typically leave law school now carrying maybe $100,000 or more in student debt, and they have to make a decision. Do they choose a lucrative job where they can pay their debt back, or do they go into a public service job that they're motivated to do? But unfortunately, the salary isn't high enough. It could be a third or less.
What have you heard from folks who had thought that they were enrolled in this program? They took lesser paying public service attorney jobs and are now realizing that maybe they're not going to have their student loans forgiven after all.
They're scared, and they should be scared. Many of them have been paying the way the program works is you pay 10% of your salary over 10 years. Well, if you have a high loan balance and you're paying 10% of a very small salary, you can see your loan balance double.
So what is the basis for your legal argument against the Education Department?
The Department of Education hired a contractor, Fed Loan Servicing, and that group, which is part of the Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency, they were deemed by the Department of Education to have the appropriate expertise to answer questions about the qualifying program. And indeed, the Department of Education encourages borrowers every year to get a certification telling them that the job that they're in qualifies, telling them that they've made X number of qualifying payments and they have X number to go and then their loan would be forgiven. Here we are, last year, 9 years into a 10-year program. Many people have been getting these certifications year after year, and then they find out that all of a sudden, the previous 9 certifications are now invalid, and they shouldn't have relied on any of them. That's pulling the rug out from under them. We might call that bait and switch.
So what is the Education Department saying about that? I mean, what rationale are they giving for saying, yes, you should get these certifications, and now saying, well, no, maybe you shouldn't have bothered?
Well, the Department of Education filed an answer to our lawsuit last month, and what they're saying is that no one had the right to rely on what Fed Loan Servicing said or did. And that leaves borrowers in an incredibly untenable position and in an illogical process. What the Department of Education says is that there is this cumbersome process that young people hoping to qualify for public service loan forgiveness must first fulfill 10 years of employment, then apply for loan forgiveness, and only then would the Department of Education decide if their employment was eligible for loan forgiveness. And in the meantime, these young lawyers or other young professionals were given assurances by Fed Loan Servicing that their employment did qualify for public service loan forgiveness. And these assurances would mean absolutely nothing if the Department of Education decided a year later or 8 years later to reverse course and change the determination and find them ineligible. What was the Department of Education paying Fed loan servicing for if their determinations are meaningless and unreliable?
Linda Klein is president of the American Bar Association. The ABA, along with four borrowers, has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Education Department over its public service loan forgiveness program. We did reach out to the Education Department for this story. A spokesman told us the agency does not comment on pending litigation.